One of the Walmart or Kmart brands, I think.
No, we'll rock Walmart. Like Robbie.
Right.
Oh. I love having a chat room. Wait, so can I just see the docs? I kind of know what we're talking about.
Yes, now that I start
to see. No, let's just. Okay, I'll go blind. I'll fire a blind tonight. Shooting blanks. Shooting blanks all night. Just like John Eric.
This is a horrible setup, having the chat room behind my head.
I was just thinking that you have to turn around. Put your computer up.
I don't know. There's nowhere to put it.
What I did was I put something, I put some paper on the thing, and I just set it up on the knob.
Knobs.
Oh, up here?
Yeah, but I put like paper down so I didn't scratch the bottom of the laptop.
Oh, yeah, there's a spot big enough that I'm not using.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Although, you gotta like get it perfectly in there because
that's what
I just hit all kinds of buttons.
Yeah. The audio for the sound machine is underneath it.
Bless you.
Thank you. I'll just put it up here.
Hey, you know, Cody has always been trying to do a little music session on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We have, what is this, 14 episodes now?
That's
he kind of stopped talking about it, but...
I did.
We could get some freestyle from SoCaliber Beats or whoever that is. J.E. and SoCaliber Beats.
So... It has to be, audition first, though.
No, come on. Come on.
It's a good way to get your name out there.
Yeah, we got listeners. Thousands.
From all over the world.
South Africa, bro. They got cash flow down there. We just got turned down. Not even like a maybe, and he'll tell us no later.
Wow, dude. We didn't even tell him the auditions were naked yet.
Yeah, I know, man.
Three judges in the nude.
Okay, let me look this for you. What? That's what I like to see. No. What? What? No way.
Which one?
No. One, two, three, four down.
Yeah.
What? Rap. Okay, we'll wait to the news.
Double checking it. It's a rumor.
Please double. Yeah, it's a good rumor, though, because that... The problem... No, wait. I guess we should wait to talk about some recording. Oh yeah.
Can you read what it says?
Oh my god, no way. It better not be fake. That shit's not.
I don't know.
Which one are you guys looking at?
Fourth one down.
Fourth one down.
Four.
Stop.
Yep. Yep. So we'll talk about it.
That's nuts. In your mouth.
I don't know who this chick is though.
What?
I probably know she.
Hold on. I'm muted. I'm muted up. Oh, whatever. Juno.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's. Okay, we'll talk later.
She's grown into herself.
No.
No longer Juno.
She's a redhead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plenty of excellent redhead actors. Oh my god. My mind is blown. You'll know, Robbie. Woo! It's a part of our news. We won't miss this one because I want to talk about it. No. Okay.
Yeah. Should I wait? Should I move the movie stuff down to the bottom for my rumors, you think? Okay, I'll do that. I was kind of like back and forth, like trying to keep the movie stuff or the tech stuff together there for the news and the thing, but...
Let's just say it has something to do with The Dark Knight Rises.
It does. Rumors
coming
and scuttlebutt.
Coming out of left field. Don't type it if you know what it is. We'll ruin the show.
Are we ready to get started yet?
I'm ready. We're 10 minutes ready. Late. The phone number is...
407-900-NERD.
J.E. SoCaliber Beats. Can someone scroll up so I can see what their name actually was? I don't know what it was.
Oh, I gotta pull that up. Where's my chat?
Huh? Batman gets shot in the face because he doesn't use a gun. Yeah, whatever. He doesn't get shot in the face. Christian Bale wouldn't go out like that. Because he ain't... Oh. Damn. Don't, Robbie, don't ruin it. Jeez, God. No, why would you ruin it for us? Hey, don't say anything to your face.
Thank you.
I know. And oh my, OMG, right. We might have to lead with this. We can't lead with that story.
No, I can't lead with it. Hang on. I'm going to op myself.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. We got to get started. I'm ready to talk about this. I got to take off my jacket. It's getting hot in here. I just want to have sex. Stupid. You already give me all the gold I want, bro. I know how you roll. Like, nope. My name is Jay-Z. Oh, you set the mode. Let's do this. I'm getting cold. I just took off my jacket. It's cold in here. I wore the world. I wore the wrong jacket. What does that even mean?
You can't say nothing.
I don't even know what that means.
It means I can't talk.
Oh, booze. Is my mic right? Because my mic...
I'm not low. No, you're all right.
Turn me up my headphones.
Headphones.
Turn me up my headphones.
Headphones. No, not anymore.
A million people now.
What?
Okay, I'm ready. I've been ready.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Sean.
Are you good? Why are you waiting for me? I'm good, man.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's gonna stop me, huh?
We're recording in there?
Yes.
Welcome to the Nerdiverse. Episode 14.
14!
I know, this is getting scary.
It is. We made it past unlucky 13.
We did it.
Yeah. Did it even get posted?
Yeah, everything. That one was posted up the night of.
Wow. No,
we
no,
had a, we had
no
a title
luck.
For it, so it's a lot easier when we have a title.
I know. It's always good when we have a title.
Yeah, we need to think of one while we're doing this, so if you come up with anything.
I think I already got one, but we'll talk about it when we
chat
get
room can throw it in there as well if you want.
Yeah. We got a full chat room tonight.
Thank you, chat room, for showing up. Just want to give some mad props to Double and Spider-Man and Robbie in the chat room.
WTF Robbie.
WTF Robbie.
Yeah, he's a jerk. Anyway.
How
was your week, John?
It was good, good, except for the stupid cold.
Yeah, I could smell you.
Yeah, what? Oh, my halls. I'm gonna blame it on that.
You should have got the Ludens.
Ew.
I did have some Ludens.
Those taste like candy.
Yeah, but maybe not Ludens. No, I have the Ricola.
Oh, okay.
So anyways,
we all just did that.
I grabbed these out of the pantry at the house and just trying to get over this stupid thing. It's holding me down.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So, Cody, how was your week?
Mine's been good so far.
Yeah, you've been busy.
I have been busy. It's been good work with a couple new companies branching out a little bit, so it's been good.
That's boring.
Looking forward to a couple days off next week so I can go hang out at Epic a little bit.
What?
Hey-o.
They got this weird guy that works there.
Yeah? What's his name?
Danny.
Call him out.
Robbie. He's our new hire.
You should
the first
have
time
Robbie.
I went to Robbie, first time I showed up at the comic book shop, the dude was wearing a full leotard.
Yes.
But it was like a tuxedo-type leotard. And I was like, is he going to be out at the road, like holding up your sign or something? He's like, no, he just showed up in that.
Nah. That's what I was just about to say. The first time that I saw him on the couch, he was wearing the same thing.
I think we actually saw him for the first time together.
Okay.
He only did that.
I was going to say, you should have him wear that while he works there.
No, he only. Oh, that should be a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Interesting. He is our Alfred.
How was your week, Danny?
My week was good. I got back into playing not one, but two MMOs.
Ayo.
I'm actually playing 3 MMOs at the moment. That's ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Wait. What's the third? Oh,
DCU,
yeah.
DCU.
Okay.
So I got sucked back into playing World of Warcraft again.
Yes.
Which is fine because it's absolutely awesome.
It is.
And then I got in the beta for Star Wars The Old Republic, and it's blowing my mind.
I hate you.
Because I love Star Wars so much.
I did purchase it, though.
Yeah, I just did it right now, too, so I can get in 5 days before everybody else.
Yeah, when you guys were playing, I was all bummed out, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to miss out on the actual game launch day, so I went ahead and pre-ordered it last Monday.
Very cool. Yeah, I chose the Imperial side. I'm a bounty hunter.
Right.
Because I love the bounty hunter. And the good thing is, like, even though I'm technically on the dark side,
mm-hmm.
I'm making neutral choices in my... Because it's still got an RPG feel to it.
Right.
So I'm actually making not always good choices, but enough good and bad that where I'm neutral. So I have to worry about stuff.
Both
like
sides?
That. Yeah. Mm. I like it.
Yeah, because I thought in the old one they had a neutral and like there was like basically like three factions.
Yeah, definitely. And I kind of wanted to get back into Galaxies just to play the end game Civil War.
But it's not available anymore, is it?
It's still going.
Oh, okay.
They haven't I thought they haven't done the battle yet.
Yeah, I thought it was like at the end of December or something. Yeah, or mid-December.
Oh, then I said
December 12th, actually, I think. So, yeah, it's coming up real soon.
Never mind. We'll just have to watch it.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch the winners.
So.
Anyway. So, it's been a good week. A lot of gaming. A lot of comic book reading.
Yeah. I haven't read much. I need to get back into it. I mean, I was doing real well there for a while.
I know. I've seen your folder.
Yeah, I haven't been in. Is it backing up? I need to.
No, you're fine.
It's only been a week for you guys.
There's some people I haven't been in since we opened.
Wow. It's about time to start purging.
We called.
Yeah. The dreadful calls. You have to do that once a month.
I don't do that. I ain't calling
nobody. I mean, Rob, you'll have to do it once a month.
We get Rob to do it.
I have to say that Danny finally got me the Batman comics that he'd been pulling from my box every time they came in.
Nice.
Yeah. I went in and they had all three of them.
Have you read them yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
So you've purchased your first comics, but you've not read them.
I have not read them. I've read
You read Justice League.
Justice League.
Hey.
I'm up to date on that.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
And you started Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah, I've started Civil War. I'm like a fourth of the way through Civil War.
But you haven't read Ender's Game yet.
I don't want to talk about it.
We have the worst.
I got that email.
We have the worst book club ever.
I know.
I'm really excited because we had somebody go on the forum. I mean, on the
we have a forum.
It was kind of hateful.
We have a forum.
It wasn't a forum.
There's a forum.
Comments. And he left us a comment, and it really got me excited for Ender's Game.
So someone got mad at us for not actually finishing it yet.
He got mad at us.
What was his name? I forget his name.
I'm looking it up right now.
Robert.
No, maybe. That's the guy
here
in the chat room.
No. I think it was Robert.
It might have been Robert. Here, I got
Chad.
It right here.
No.
It is...
Gary.
$20 if it's Robert.
His name is Ryan. $20. Yes.
Yes, I'm $20.
$10
richer.
A piece.
No. I said $20 if it's Robert.
No.
That means it's not a bet. That's... You just pay me
$20. You said
$20
Robert.
That's not how it works.
So anyways... he basically said in the comments, he said, just started listening to the podcast, only gotten through six episodes, so he doesn't know if anything's changed, but he has to admit that he's disappointed that all three of us have not read Ender's Game.
I love it. I love the fact that he's six episodes in, and when he gets to 14, he's going to realize we still haven't read it.
Well, we've read it.
This chump in here hasn't read it.
Yeah.
But continue on with the book club. Let's bring this book club back for a second. He said, I'm not sure if you can consider yourself a true nerd until you've finished it.
Ooh, called out.
I mean,
yeah.
I've finished it, and you've finished it.
It's kind of rough.
Actually, the rookie has not.
Right now, I'm going to go in here and download it onto my computer, because that's the problem. See, the problem is that every time I want to listen to it and have time to, it's like, oh, crap.
I need my own,
that.
Like, little...
Comic book club?
No, board, like a music board right here.
Oh, yeah, soundboard.
So when he starts talking, just play like this little violin or something.
Yeah.
There's just excuses from the rookie.
There's a plug right here. You can bring your laptop in.
Don't do it. Don't show him that.
So, but he said
one of
the best sci-fi stories ever written was Ender's Game. And he said if you enjoy it, you might try to find a copy of Ender's Shadow.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have one of the... I have two graphic novels.
Right.
I think Shadow is the second one.
Shadow is the story of Bean.
Right.
I've been going through it like it's
Bean
water. And I am basically 7/8 through the book.
Nice. Really?
So I'm about finished with it. And I'm ready to move on to his other stuff because we're not going to move on to it. You guys aren't, but I am.
Oh, you're going to continue. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get Cody to finish Enders so we can talk about it.
Right.
And once he does, we can pick a new book that we'll finish 14 episodes later.
Right. Yeah.
So another 3 months out.
We need to do Cat in the Hat so Cody can finish it.
Yes. That would be great.
Actually, Cody, what if you already read That's Nerdy that we haven't read?
Probably nothing.
No.
Have you read the Game of Thrones books?
No.
I wouldn't mind starting that.
No. Have you read Harry Potter?
No. I'm not. I don't do a lot of reading.
Yeah, we know.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I mean, to be honest, I was listening to Ender's Shadow, but I mean, honestly, I'm seven eighths way through. I am.
Which means basically, I just put it on in my car every day to work.
I'm 7 hours into the book so far.
Damn, that's messed up. See, now you should get that job in Tampa.
Yeah.
He'd have that book done in one day.
Exactly.
Very true.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit more, but yeah, he'd have it done.
No,
Anyways, moving on.
mumble.
Okay, so last week, we had a guest in the studio, Mr. T. Flo.
Oh, gosh. That was brutal.
And he called me out on the fact that I didn't have good sources for some of my news material.
Well, he's a PR guy.
So,
what do you expect?
I've started a new segment called Rumors.
Push the button, Cody.
Rumors. Yeah.
Man, I need my. I want my
I'm
own
trying
board.
To download the.
I want my own board right here.
Game. What do you guys want from me?
I want the yay sound.
Huh?
So, yay! Rumors.
There it is. Thank you.
Let's move on to the rumors.
Grunt party.
Okay. So.
He's going to push something else.
The last space thing our friend Harrison Ford.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Was Cowboys. I forgot about that.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Okay.
So I should let you finish. Sorry.
The last
Dang.
Good.
I should have let you finish.
Was our Star Wars. And they're saying.
No.
No, what was before
Come
that?
On, man. You mean what's after Star Wars?
Yeah, after Star
You're
Wars.
You're forgetting Blade Runner.
Okay, I am forgetting Blade Runner.
I don't know about that. But yeah.
That was good. So.
Indy 5.
Okay,
Indy
forget
four.
It. All right, so Harrison Ford may be returning to space to star in the Ender's Game movie.
Yay!
We're just talking about Ender's Game.
There
Actually,
it is.
That was a pretty good segue. I didn't even plan that. Man, good stuff. Anyways,
segue.
So, Harrison Ford talked about being the Colonel Graf in the movie.
I don't know.
So, I mean, no, I think it would work. He's the guy who was real close to Ender all the way along.
Yeah.
So, I think it
after
could work.
Seeing Cowboys and Aliens,
he's just too old.
I'm just ready for him to just be like,
I'm retired.
Make the con rounds.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be a good thing to redeem himself before he just quits.
You know, that's true because Cowboys and Aliens sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's written well, with him in mind, then maybe they won't put him. They'll put him behind a desk and just basically like
as long as he's
yeah.
a bro, see, here's
he can
the
ride
thing.
It around.
This
him.
Is what they're gonna do: is they're gonna make him the main character.
It might. Well, no, I mean, it is Ender, but see, the thing about the Ender's Game is it's all internal of his head.
I know.
So
but the problem
you can
is,
have an adult like Wonder Years doing all the stuff.
Yeah.
And like you'll,
I guess.
Hey, child, just sit there and stare at the ground for 5 minutes, and we're gonna film it, and we're just gonna be talking over top of the Wonder Years style. What would you do?
Yeah, that's it. That's how it goes.
Out of tune. Anyways.
Do the boo button.
Boo.
Nope. We need to get one.
So anyways, rumor is he might be starring in Ender's Game.
That's cool. That's
so
cool.
I'm
Whatever keeps him on the screen.
Excited about that.
Whatever keeps him away from Indy 5.
So at the end of back 1980, what was it, 86 that Watchmen came out, I believe? 82.
I don't know. I hate that book.
I don't know. The original book came out. There was actually a version of Watchmen 2 that he had in his head that he was all ready to write.
Who was he?
Andy. Nope. That's the writer.
Milonakis?
No. I'm trying to remember his name.
God, I love
and I'm trying
show.
To find it now.
What happened to Andy Milonakis?
He's the crazy guy. And I can't remember his name. He's got the big crazy beard.
Gandalf. Dumbledore.
No. Plus I'm six. So I'm going to blame it on that. Yeah, I don't remember the author.
Zach Galifianakis.
All right, chat room. Who's the author of Watchmen?
Alan Moore?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Alan Moore. That's what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That he had
Obi-Wan
in mind that he was going to... Obi-Wan. That he had in mind that he had Watchmen 2 already in his mind. but basically, they're saying that Watchmen 2, it might be a prequel to Watchmen 1. So, Andy Kubert is drawing the Watchmen prequel. Wait. Did I read that right?
Kubert?
Yes, Kubert.
Kubert's doing the art.
Yes.
Hmm.
For the prequel.
Hmm. Okay, I might be interested.
Now, that's the prequel. Actually, there is a Watchmen 2 as well. So
there's going to be a prequel and then a 2.
Yeah.
So, 0 and then a 2.
Correct. So.
Okay, whatever.
It's just rumor.
As long as they don't make a movie
rumor
again.
Rumor flying around. So, the Hobbit movie.
Oh, my God. I'm
is
so
in production
excited.
Right now.
I'm so excited.
Like 37 red cameras for one shot or something ridiculous.
Yeah, like 46.
Yeah. If you want to see all this beautiful red camera action, you're going to have to see 1010. Elijah Wood has confirmed that...
Oh, you mean if I want to see a trailer?
If you want to see the first trailer of The Hobbit...
I don't mind seeing
1010. You have to 10-10. See the Adventures of 1010.
1010 looks awesome.
So, according to Elijah Wood, that's where you're going.
Okay.
Is that... That's the 1010 movie. Is that a...
CGI.
CG?
Okay. Yeah. It looks cool.
It'd be worth it even if the movie sucked.
I agree.
Just to see it.
Yeah, it probably would be. I'm going to save this one.
Oh, you're skipping it. Damn.
I am.
You have to wait longer, Robbie. Sorry.
The Muppets. Everybody's Muppet crazy right now.
Nope, not me.
You're not because you hate the Muppets, but I love the Muppets.
Hate them with a
passion. I'm Muppet crazy right now. Jim Henson,
he's dead.
His production agency now. Is working on a puppet sitcom between humans and puppets, and it's going...
Sesame Street?
Nope. It's going to be on NBC, and it is called... Man, the internet's slow today.
Mm.
Anyways, he's
check
having...
Your sources.
It's a rumor.
Oh, excuse me. We're in the
rumors. We're in the rumors.
Don't need any...
Rumors. Loading the page in the rumors.
Oh, my gosh.
So this
I'm
is what happens.
I'm on good drugs time. Right now. Oh, wait. Hey, how you doing? Okay. So
so I had nightmares as a kid.
It features...
With the Muppets.
Did you really?
That's my problem.
What kind of...
You know
explain,
the... Okay.
Explain to me.
The one Muppet that's not a puppet.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
A, the full body
the
suit,
big,
the
big,
brown guy.
What is his name? I don't remember his name. But yeah.
He... gave me nightmares. So I could not watch the Muppets.
Sweetums.
Thank you. Yes, there you go. So he really messed me up. And then, like, there was like a Christmas special or something with the chickens.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. It wigged me out as a kid. And now thinking about it really frustrates me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even want my kids to watch it.
Huh.
They'll hate me one day for it, probably.
Yeah, because I'm going to bring it over. And
it's fine. I don't mind if they hate me
Uncle
for the Muppets.
John! They don't even talk to me, but that's beside the point.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So. I don't remember the Muppets at all. I remember Kermit, but I don't remember
really?
The Muppets. Yeah.
There was some special. John Denver was on it.
Okay, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was young.
Yeah.
It messed me up.
I got that. You want to borrow it?
Nope.
Because maybe it'll be the thing that you need to work through your fears.
No.
Yeah,
you someone tried.
No.
Hold up. Someone tried that crap on me.
Crap.
Trying to work through my problems, so they took me to Muppet Vision 3D, okay?
You don't like Muppet Vision 3D?
First of all, well, no.
Is it Frank? Was it Frank?
Yes. Okay.
I love
Guess
Frank.
Who comes running through the crowd?
Sweetums!
Exactly. I was like, F this, I'm out. Never
Wait,
again.
You got up and walked out?
Yeah.
Grown man.
Wow.
Curled dude. Up in the corner.
Sorry, man. Can't do it. Wigs me
funny.
Out. Takes me back to my childhood days.
All
right, sorry, go back. Jim,
the
did your page load now?
Yes, the puppet sitcom is featuring feature writer John Hoffman from 30 Rock and 30 Rock executive producer John Rigge will write the script for The New Neighbors. Which
the
they
New
developed.
Neighbors.
Yeah. So apparently the show is a title to is apparently the spelling of the show's title is a homage to actor-singer Jim Neighbors.
Henson.
No, Jim Neighbors.
Who's Jim Neighbors?
I don't know. Some actor singer.
Oh. Moving on.
Moving on. we here in Florida are blessed with the wonderful world of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And now
it's not going to be so wonderful anymore.
Why? Why?
Why?
Because it's not exclusive to
It's not exclusive. Yeah. Universal Studios California will be getting a Harry Potter.
So.
I don't know if it'll be as extravagant, though.
I think it will be.
You think? With the roller coasters and everything? I mean, not that the really roller coasters are...
Maybe they'll actually get new roller coasters.
Ooh, they could have better roller coasters.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, I think we're getting...
I don't think they're going to get better roller coasters.
I think we're getting screwed here.
I mean, I haven't been out to Universal California. I've been to Disney California and California Adventure, but I haven't been to Universal. Is the lot as big? I mean, I don't know if they have as much room.
They probably... Well,
I don't know, but that's in South California, right? Like further south than
Anaheim is, so I don't know if Universal is.
I think Universal is further south than Disney is.
I would think it would be near Hollywood, wherever Hollywood is. I don't know my U.S.
Hollywood's
geography.
North,
probably Burbank.
So,
yeah,
anyways,
we are terrible at this.
Yeah, we should have some geologists in here. Wait, no, geographists.
Yeah, I'm kind of like annoyed by that. Like I always felt like, you know, we got the Harry Potter land come to us. It's awesome.
Right.
And now it's like, well, you can go to California now if you want.
See, I want a Florida adventure.
And someone's in my ass. I hate you, Robert.
I want you have California Adventure, and the park is amazing. It's like all thrill rides.
I've never been.
In Florida, we don't have that. Like, I mean, they have some good roller coasters over there. And in Florida, they're all like, we got to hide our roller coasters. We got to put them in the dark. We got to do this. The only roller coasters really out in the open is, you have two. You have the Everest and you have Thunder Mountain.
We're talking about Disney only?
Disney World, yeah. The Disney World
Resort
and theme parks.
What you got? Aerosmith.
It's indoors. I'm saying. Yeah, they hide it.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you're right.
So... Anyways, so breaking news. Well, it's not really breaking. It's been around for a little while.
Anyway, so yeah, go for it.
Wow. Just steal his thunder.
Breaking news.
Ellen Page might be joining The Dark Knight.
Yay! Oh, my gosh.
As the future Batgirl.
That's amazing because she's brunette.
Maybe she'll dye her hair. A random fan/spy walked past a door with the name E. Page written on it, and beneath that name was written the name B. Dot Gordon.
B. Gordon.
So, for us comic book fans, we know that Barbara Gordon is Batgirl. And is also the Oracle.
It's hard for me to think that it's actually going to happen.
Well, you know...
Well, I guess it is 8 years down the road.
It is 8 years down the road. You know,
she had to be really young still.
Well, she grows into the first Batgirl. So, I mean...
But we see her in Dark Knight, or Batman Begins, right? Or do we just see the son?
I don't remember.
We see Gordon's family, and I thought the daughter's at the door at one point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was.
So she would have had to have been around 10. So if this is 8 years, I'm going to assume she's going to be 18.
Ellen Page did make her way into the second Christopher Nolan film to play a member of the Batman family. So if this is true, and Ellen Page did. Okay, never mind. I'm misreading that.
Okay. Yay.
So anyways, yeah, so we're going to have some Juno up in this movie.
She was up. There you go. Thank you for clearing up, chat room. She was in the scene with Two-Face when he has the family.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I thought she was in Begins, too, but whatever. Whatever, whatever. I'm very excited because Ellen Page is awesome. She was so awesome in Inception and in Super.
Yeah. So that's all my movie rumors. They're talking about on the new Xbox, the Kinect 2 can be so accurate, it can read lips.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it'd be pretty amazing if it actually can. But, I mean, the Kinect 1 has a hard enough time reading full-fledged bodies. I wouldn't think...
I don't see how that's possible.
They're saying with the faster processor and the new Xbox and all that good stuff that maybe it's going to be possible that they can actually do it. But, you know, it would be interesting.
See me rolling my eyes at the Xbox Kinect?
Well, I remember, yeah, it probably would.
I like that.
I remember back
I don't like the Kinect.
When Rainbow Six, like, three came out. Like, one of the things, it was all, like, squad-based. So you could actually give voice commands to your squad with the microphone.
Whoa.
It was pretty sick, and that was all original Xbox stuff. So, you know, they could do some pretty cool stuff. Maybe you wouldn't have to hold a microphone when you're singing, and it's all about getting the right words versus the right tone.
I would give you an excuse. I would give you an excuse to not sing on key.
Exactly, yeah.
Like our friend Gregory.
Oh.
Hey, Greg can almost get through expert of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Almost.
Almost.
That's exactly the song I was thinking of.
Greg never comes around.
He comes in the chat room.
When?
G-Unit.
Like yeah, once. Yeah, last times. Week. He was here last week.
I'm in Texas. I'll get him in.
All right. It. So next we're talking one. About him. So one of the rumors around is 1 in 5 iPhone users would rather change banks than smartphones.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah, I mean, changing a bank means changing all of your credit cards around. I mean, if you use your bank card and that kind of stuff. And
I don't want to do either.
Yeah, but they're saying if you were forced to choose a different smartphone or change your bank, which would you rather do?
What would you do? Start with Danny.
Oh, well, bank. If I had to. There's no other phone I want.
You would rather change your bank?
Yeah, that I've been to since I was 16.
Wow.
I think I would do the same.
Gosh, why would
really?
I want to go to another phone?
Yeah, so this is 2 and 3 right now.
Yep, 3 for 3.
I don't know.
You can't tell me you'd want to switch them to your iPhone.
Oh, there's no way I'd want to switch.
Yeah, but you don't
yeah,
daily.
I'd probably change banks.
If you had to go to Android,
I'd change
banks. You're not daily using your bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the bank just kind of does things and screws me out of money whenever they want to charge me fees.
Yeah,
but
I'd rather be screwed out of $30 here and there than...
My iPhone has never screwed me out of money. So,
I dropped my iPhone this week while I was working onto a tile floor face down on the floor.
Smack.
With the OtterBox.
Oh, yeah, with the OtterBox.
Not a thing. Everything works perfect.
Gina, my wife, for the listeners out there,
Gina.
We were sitting at Firehouse, and she had it in her back pocket. And then all of a sudden, I hear... And I'm like, what was that? She goes, I think that was my phone. So I picked it up off the ground, and the whole screen was shattered.
Conspiracy.
Fortunately, she only had the original, my old original 3G phone.
Right.
And
so it was an accident.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, we were looking for her one anyway. So, but that prompted us to look while we were over in Tampa last weekend for a vacation to find one. So we found one. And she has the 4GS, and she's talking to it all the stinking time.
Siri?
Yeah, like, Siri, text John, who's sitting next to me.
That's amazing.
Are you serious right now? All right, so moving on.
Moving on.
More Apple news. Apple 15-inch MacBook Air is reportedly launching in Q1 with a new 11-inch MacBook Air.
That's cool.
It'd be a nice, tiny, you know, deal. I mean, they always try to hold on to the full keys, though, so I don't know how that's going to work, if it's actually going to fit.
Do you have any Kindle Fire news?
Kindle Fire? No.
Okay, good, because I want to bring it up real quick.
Bring it up.
Speaking of size of screens.
Okay.
Someone was telling me, like, that the Kindle Fire was the, like, definite competitor to the iPad.
Right.
Which I think it is.
It is because of price point, basically.
Price point. That's it, though. Because when I was in Staples, I picked one up.
Right.
And it's small.
Well, yeah, it's a 7-inch tablet.
I'm like, I would pay more just for the bigger screen.
I had that Android Galaxy Tab 7-inch deal for
Samsung
a couple weeks. Yeah, Samsung. What did I say?
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, okay, Samsung, yeah. I tell you what, the convenience factor of 7 inches is kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, 7 inches is good.
So
I got that 9-inch blow.
Yeah. So basically, it fits.
Sorry.
7 inches will fit in your back pocket. And it's easy to carry around.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, an iPad is nice. I mean, it's good size when you're planning on carrying an iPad. But I think the Galaxy Tab, you can pretty much carry almost everywhere you can carry your phone, especially if you're carrying around one of them stupid droids that are basically the same size.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Are huge.
Like,
so.
If the iPhone 5 is supposed to be taller,
right?
I'm just like, why would I want a small tablet then?
Yeah, yeah, but it's only 4 inches versus 7.
It's only 3 inches bigger.
Size doesn't matter.
3 inches means a lot.
okay, Cody would know. Moving on.
Yes, I would.
Moving on to the real news.
Took all those emails out of my spam and put them into my inbox.
I actually have sources on all this news. Staying with the iPhone news. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I forgot I was going to say something about the Kindle. Yeah. The only thing that bugs me about any tablets I've ever used besides an iPad is how choppy they are. Like, they don't never, no one ever seems as, like, smooth or fluid.
It's the Android OS. When I tried to, just with any Android phone that I've played with, I feel the same thing. Like, they don't add those little touches, like, when you go to the bottom of the screen, it, like, bounces back. It just stops. So you're like, you think the thing's frozen, whereas on an iPhone, you keep pulling the screen up, and it pulls up as far as you pull, and then you let go, and it bounces back down.
It snaps about, yeah.
But
there's just little things that bug me. You would think at this point, with the Kindle Fire being supposed to be the top of the line besides the iPad.
Yeah.
That.
Well, you got to look at the price point, too.
That's fine. I keep looking at
how much are they?
$200.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the budget unit in
whatever.
Some aspects. So.
I'm sorry. I don't care.
Yeah. I've been waiting for a while to unlock my iPhone because it's tethered and it kind of stinks when you're out and when you want to reboot, it just sits there in a boot loop they just came out with something recently where you could do it, but you lose some stuff. There is a guy who,
you know, a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy. I'll find his screen name in just a second.
Poison dog food.
He says he has a promising unlock. So for the iPhone 4S. So hopefully here soon we'll actually see his work in progress.
Okay.
So
cool.
I'm
excited.
I'm excited. Yeah. I can't wait to get.
Will he have something besides
SB7.
Cydia?
No, Cydia is pretty much it.
I'll just still jailbreak it with that.
But Muscle Nerd said that there was the promising unlock, and it was found by. It doesn't say it was found by
hacker.
Yeah, another hacker. So.
I was just going to try and insert a name from that movie, but I can't remember anybody's names.
The one from, like, 1982?
With Jolie. What's their names? God, you're burping.
From what?
Gosh, I'm burping big.
Was it Hackers?
Hackers the movie?
What was the
name?
Oh,
yeah.
It's like Freeze Man something. How do we not know this?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Oh, man.
Fire and Ice.
Losing our nerd cards.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm sure you've probably heard this because I'm sure it's been on big news. But a passenger on board the Australian flight Regional Express had a smartphone surprise in his pocket. They were landing the plane, and his iPhone 4 exploded in his pocket.
What?
The battery got so hot it caught on fire and it shattered the back glass.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. Let me zoom in on it for you.
That's nuts. So it just popped?
It popped the back of the glass.
Did he get, like, burns?
I don't know. I think he took it out. But, like, because it was on a plane, like, all the stewardesses and stewards had to come and, like,
they thought he was trying to
handle it like a bomb.
Up.
Although they knew it wasn't a bomb, they had to handle it like a bomb because there was a fire slash explosion on the plane.
Awesome.
So, it's pretty crazy. I mean.
Was it 4S?
It was a regular 4. So, in-device teardowns, the iPhone 4 has been shown to house a battery just below the area where it exploded. Given the heat of the phone and the smoke, it would appear that the battery could be at fault. Apple's had quite a few lithium battery issues. They just recalled that Nano just recently. And then I know that, 2 years ago, they had all their
MacBooks.
The lithium batteries in the MacBooks.
Mine did
go bad. So
mine didn't explode, but it expanded out of the actual housing.
Oh, it swelled.
It went one night, and it my whole bottom's all bent up. Because of it. And the one I have now is doing it again.
I would take it into the store.
I'm going to let the one catch fire. I need a new laptop. But they just gave me one, which was nice.
Yeah.
Because there was a cutoff for
whatever.
But I showed up with it like this fat in a plastic bag. And I'm like, this was my battery. This has happened over in 24 hours.
Wow. We've been out. Everybody's been out holiday shopping. It's the Black Friday has come and gone. But on Black Friday... Grandpa tastes concrete. He was in a Walmart.
Wait, what did you say?
Grandpa tastes concrete.
Tastes concrete. Okay.
Basically, he was in a Walmart.
Right.
He had a video game. Okay. And his little son was running away from him. This is the spectators afterwards that said this. And he put the video game in his waistband to grab his son. Uh-huh. And the security guard slammed him against the ground and basically, like, busted up his teeth and, like, all that good stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, like, and, you know, I always thought that, like, you couldn't be held for shoplifting unless you actually, like, left the facility with the product.
He was still inside?
He was still inside. He was accused of shoplifting, ended up on the floor choking on his own blood after police tackled him to the ground. It was a police officer.
What the? Tackled
him to the ground during a Black Friday sale. Let's see if it says. This is from the Escapist.
Give me Alabama. Give me Alabama.
Let me see.
Alabama.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Give me one of those Confederate states.
Louisiana.
Keep guessing.
Arkansas.
Somewhere.
Tennessee. Georgia.
Arizona.
No one cares about Arizona.
Walmart store in Buckeye, Arizona. 54-year-old grandfather, Gerald Newman, placed a video game in the waistband of his trousers. A police officer stationed in the store noticed this, approached Newman, accused him of shoplifting, clapped on cuffs, and shortly thereafter invited him to take a closer look at Walmart's interesting concrete floor.
They cuffed him?
Yeah.
How old was this dude?
54.
That's messed up.
That's amazing.
They grabbed the guy, body planted him on the ground, face shatters on the concrete. That's a hard concrete floor inside Walmart, said one witness. All of a sudden, you see this little boy run up wailing, crying, grandpa, and crying his eyes out. So,
someone's getting sued.
There's nothing on the surface to indicate the officer did anything inappropriate, said a police
spokesperson.
But, I always thought you had to leave the store, though, for it to actually be, theft.
Well, that would only be logical.
But
you'd have to leave.
You know, I mean, like there's been times where, like, I didn't have anywhere to put something. Like, I didn't carry, like, grab the basket up front.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to stick it in my pocket, and I'll make sure I pay for it before I leave. So it's pretty crazy. Like, I mean, there was a story a couple months ago where some couple in Hawaii ate a sandwich in the store while they were shopping and forgot to pay for it, paid for $54 of the groceries, forgot to pay for it, and then got arrested when they walked out the door. And then their kids got taken away to protective custody.
What?
During it. It took 48 hours.
That's what I was just about to ask. What if, so that technically means, like, if you drink a soda while you're walking through the store, that they could come up and tackle you and arrest you?
I guess so.
Because you're using the product first?
Right, yeah. I mean, like I was surprised my wife walked up to the counter. I was with her at Publix going shopping, and she paid for her drink before. I'm like, I would have just paid for it at the end with everything else. And
yeah.
She didn't think twice about it, but
she knew.
She was smart enough to do that.
She didn't get body slammed.
Yeah, I know, right? So
she's waiting for you to get body slammed.
That'll be next time when I go in there to drink my diet soda or something and get body tackled.
Ugh.
So we were talking about the other week, Men in Black 3.
No, we weren't talking about it.
We mentioned
it. I've erased that from my memory.
It's going to be...
oh, God, don't say it.
Will Smith will be in the movie. Okay. Danny doesn't want to hear about this one. Moving on.
No, you can. No, go for it.
No, there's really not much more.
No, go for it.
So, Viggo Mortensen, how do you pronounce that?
Mortensen.
Ooh. Sorry. Our chat room kind of, not debunked, but it fixed your story about the iPhone.
What would that be?
Apparently, it was a custom iPhone.
What was
I don't know. Read Gizmodo. We can't read those links in the chat room, by the way, guys.
Well, yeah, I can. But anyways, I'm all lost now. You got me all mixed up.
Men in Black, blah, blah, blah.
No, I was moving on.
Yeah,
on.
No, I said that.
So Viggo
Mortensen,
there we go, was asked to do a cameo in The Hobbit.
Good.
And he said, well, I'll only do it if I'm in the side story, not in the actual Hobbit, because I was never written into the Hobbit.
Right.
And he never heard back. Like, so he may not actually be in the Hobbit now, even though he was asked to be in the Hobbit.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would have been nice to see him in there, but I don't think we'll
I wonder why he was asked anyway, though. If he was asked, then it would have had to have been a side story, because he's not in the...
Yeah, his quote is said, at one point, the producers asked if I would do it, and I said, sure, if Aragorn is supposed to be in the bridge story because he's not in The Hobbit, I would rather do it than see someone else do it, but I've never been asked, and they're shooting the movie. I'm not in it unless there is some last-minute plan they have, but I thought I would have heard by now.
Yeah, then he's not going to be in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, it, it would have been nice to see him in there, but he's not going to be in there. Christian Bale says he's done playing The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do any more movies.
But we knew this.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think with this one, it's really going to wrap things up.
Yeah, especially when he's going to die.
Puts him up to a point where they can do a reboot later on. Because you know it's going to happen. They love rebooting. Hollywood loves rebooting.
No. It's not about rebooting, though. It's still going to be the next chapter. I look at the Batman series.
Okay,
like,
so you think it's
going to
be like
novels.
A Dick Grayson or something?
No. I mean, it can be Batman again. I wouldn't consider it a reboot. Just consider it someone else's take on the Batman story.
So when he dies, he's going to go back in time?
Oh, God.
That's a storyline from the comic book.
Don't do this to me. No, but I mean, like, you know, it's a new story. Someone else can tell it.
Yeah. Okay, just, I see what you're saying.
That's how I look at it.
It'll be like a Harrison Ford thing. They'll wait till he's old and washed up, and then they'll have him come back, and it'll suck.
I'm excited, though. I mean, oh, geez. Look closely at the photo of the iPhone. Whoa.
Yeah, you keep reading that. Doctor Who's coming out with their Christmas episode coming this holiday season. And after the upcoming holiday season, we're going to have to wait until autumn of 2012 for another episode.
You know, we do all this stuff with Star Trek, or did a little bit of stuff with Star Trek, talked about how we were going to watch one episode every week.
Yeah, but they suck.
I've never watched Doctor Who.
You should watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, you should.
I'd be willing to watch one or two episodes of that.
It's a wonderful show. It's just a terrible. It's wonderful.
It can't be worse than Star Trek.
No,
it's good. I mean,
it's definitely not better than Star Trek.
You need to start back with Christopher Eccleston and Amy Pond. No, not Amy Pond. What is her name? It's Christopher Eccleston is the doctor at that point.
With his vibrator.
He has a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah, sonic screwdriver. Right. Excuse me. Right. Yeah. Excuse me. Right. I didn't mean to get that mixed
sonic.
Up with a vibrator.
It's sonic is sound. I mean, a vibrator.
Yeah. Hawk Trek. Sorry. I mean, I'm not a... I tried. I'm just not a Doctor Who fan.
So, Doctor Who has a character named Captain Jack.
Sparrow?
His real name.
Can we play that song real quick?
What song?
You want to break into a song? What are you
Sorry.
Doing here?
I wanted to, but I don't remember how it goes.
John Barrowman, the guy who plays Captain Jack, apprehended a crook and basically handed him over to the police.
What?
What is that here?
Citizen's arrest?
Yeah, he's like real life. Apprehender.
Wow. This is great. Great radio.
I'm going to blame it on me being sick. The 44-year-old is said to have dragged the fleeing teen to the ground to subdue him moments after arriving
at
the hotel.
Can you say fleeing teen again?
Fleeing teen.
Sorry.
My nose. after arriving at the hotel in Newcastle where he had been in a concert with his parents. Barrowman stopped the youngster in his tracks after a woman and her husband had woken to find the two boys ransacking their room in the early hours of Thursday, and the hotel worker was punched. So he is a real-life cop guy helping the universe.
So was the character based off him?
No.
Just a random awesomeness?
Yeah, but he's turned into the character. Let's see here.
Man,
HBO? I'm a huge fan of Game of Thrones on HBO.
Right.
You watched it?
I have. And someone just gave me a nice little 5 gig.
A copy of it. Have you watched it yet?
Jump Drive. What are you talking about? I haven't talked about stealing the show. Cody, have you watched?
Have I watched what?
Game of Thrones.
No.
Oh, you got to watch that, too.
It's only 13 episodes.
Is that 12. On Netflix?
No.
It's on HBO. It's coming out on DVD December.
I'll give you a way to watch it.
Right.
I don't know what you guys
are talking about.
So HBO has ordered
I got you.
Two more seasons of Game of Thrones already.
Wow.
So we will have at least 3 seasons, or maybe that means 4 at this point. Episode or seasons
oh,
of
so you're thinking
Game of Thrones.
4 seasons.
Because they've already ordered, like, right after the second episode, they ordered a whole nother season. So seasons 3 and 4.
It's good stuff, man.
So such pretty exciting. Tonight NBC's Community was on.
Yeah, boy, 6 seasons in a movie.
Tonight it went anime.
What? Tonight was the anime episode?
Tonight's the
Are you
anime
serious?
Episode.
Oh, I knew it was coming up.
Yeah. The whole episode.
No, I don't think it's the whole episode. I think it's just parts
like
of it.
Like bust into it.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Oh. I need to go home and watch that.
Ah, yeah.
It's wrap this thing up and do this. No.
And that's a show.
Out of here.
Have you seen anything about Alcatraz yet?
No. I've read something about it. I haven't looked into it much.
Yeah, I was just I didn't really read it, but I saw one of the headlines recently where they were talking about Alcatraz, and they were saying it helps them remember why they loved Lost.
What?
They say it's going to be like that epic.
No way.
That's what it's saying here. I mean, it's not rumor. It's just somebody's opinion.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, J.J. Abrams' newest drama, Alcatraz, is heading to Fox.
I'm so glad it's J.J. Abrams.
And
Super 8 for the win.
Has Hugo in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. No, that's cool. I believe you.
Woo!
Whoa, spoiler.
He's a big dude.
You guys passing around nude pictures of dudes in there?
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, they said the newest trailer's out, and it helped them, it reminded them why they loved Lost. So
okay.
I need to watch this and
I know.
Get back.
I do too.
I'm not really worried about that one. Yeah. How long is that CD say we got so far?
We've got 20 minutes left.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We do.
This is interesting.
This show has felt long.
I'm taking my clothes off in here. It's so hot. I've already got my socks and shoes off. It's really hot.
It's getting hot in there.
It is. Sorry. Go ahead.
We can turn down the air if you want.
No.
It's in the hallway.
I'll crack a window.
Crack a window. So what was the deal on this iPhone 4? You read it.
Oh. If you look closely at the picture.
Yeah.
It's the Steve Jobs Apple logo.
It's
a custom case.
Okay. So what?
He removed the backing. So he probably messed it up putting it back on.
But that doesn't mean your battery's going to catch on fire.
He could have done something wrong.
I don't know. I got to double check that, but yeah.
Okay, the iPhone that exploded had been modified. That's a custom back panel with Steve Jobs' Apple logo. Obviously, the person who did the mod either caused damage to something while doing the mod or the case didn't allow the heat dispatch as it can with the stock back. This isn't the iPhone 4 can explode story. It should be a cautionary tale about modifying hardware.
Jeez.
So he probably messed something up. Some Aussie.
I put my Apple back on there when I took my phone in.
Did you?
It was missing a screw though.
What did you? I didn't know you had a different back.
I had the stainless steel back.
That's cool.
But the issue with it was the tabs they use that you
explode.
Screw into it. They're made of plastic versus metal, so like they just stripped out immediately, and the thing slid off all the time. So
nice.
Yeah.
Did you run out of news?
I've read news.
It's gotten
that's amazing.
Very quiet in here.
I know we're
we're just
this is what me and Danny get for depending on Sean to do everything.
This is the last week we knew this.
Yeah. So I mean they found this 1980 interview with Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford and a couple other characters from the show. And
the
they
show? What show?
The movie. And they said that there was a prequel in talks back then.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Yeah, so like we could have had a completely better prequel than what we had.
What? Son of, I'm out of here. I can't take this. We had a great prequel.
We had a prequel.
It was great.
We had a prequel. We had prequels.
Cody likes
them. We had three of them.
I do.
I cannot believe
I like them better than the originals.
I cannot believe that you honestly like them better than the originals.
I do. And you know what? On the new Star Wars ride, I like the scene with Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, wait.
I said it.
Would you,
Cody, there's a line.
Cody,
I won't even cross.
I'm a fan of Jar Jar Binks. I wouldn't go that far.
I want you to get the tattoo.
Yeah?
The tattoo that on Fanboys where he's got Jar Jar on his back. He's all posted up. Come on, you gotta remember that.
The main dude who had all the tattoos of Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it was Seth Green, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. I suck at actor names.
Yes. You also suck.
Thanks. How about your news? Where's your news at, Danny?
I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
Have you seen Super 8?
No, I have not.
God, there goes my news. Oh. I do got some cool news. Okay. Did you see Moon? Damn it. I'm not even going to talk to you guys. I don't even know why we do
this.
What
is Moon?
The Moon is the Sam Rockwell movie. Isolated on the dark side of the moon.
Nope.
My gosh, you guys. Whatever.
Real life superheroes.
Yeah? You want to be one?
I don't want to be one.
I would love to be one.
If you were a real life superhero, what would you want your one superpower to be if you could choose one?
Oh, you mean a superpower?
Yeah.
Oh, I already know mine. Flight.
Flight?
God, I would fly.
Flight would be good.
But what would you do?
I'd fly.
I mean,
like
if all you could do is fly.
So what?
You'd fly there and be like, oh,
you know
here's
much money
here's
I can
danger.
Make on flying myself?
Here's danger. Please, someone come help. I flew to see it.
What happens when you run out of mana?
I don't get mana. I don't need mana when I'm flying.
You're going to fall out
of
the sky.
You have enough magic missiles.
Oh, my God. No. Flight is perfect, man. It's perfect.
But
it doesn't do anything except get you from point A to point B.
And?
You can create something to help you fly.
Why do I want to do that when I could just fly?
Because you need a superpower to actually...
That is a superpower. Flight.
Right.
Superpower. What do you want? You want me to be super strong?
I don't really see if you're going to be a superhero, what you're going to solve by flying.
I could fly over.
Yeah. Fly over. That's all you can do.
I can fly over.
You can fly over.
I can be like a scout. Scout out the enemy camp.
And then come back and tell the people with the real superhero powers what to do.
Yeah.
No, I would fly.
So.
Whatever.
I don't know. Let me see here.
You asked. I said, what is yours? Please, let me rip yours apart. Go for it.
Wait,
you don't have one. Oh, invisibility, so you can go in the girls' bathrooms.
Hey-oh.
I have to think about it.
There you go. You don't even have one planned.
I don't have one planned.
Go, Chon.
But it's going to be better than flight.
Telepathy.
Oh, good.
Yours is just as good. So you'll put yourself in the situation where you need to find something that needs to be done, but you can't do anything about it when you get there.
Yeah, I can.
What can you do?
Call the cops.
Give me the thing that...
Give it to me now.
That you're saying, like, okay, so there's two criminals beating up on somebody. I could take over their mind and make them stop beating on the victim and beat each other up.
He just got called Jude Grey.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, basically.
I guess so. That works. That works.
What's yours now? Come on.
I mean, it's better than flying.
Yeah, it is. Totally.
It's much better than flying. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yo, give me $1 million.
I would just want to.
Hey-o, got $1 million.
I would want.
You got to ask someone that actually has $1 million to give it.
Bill Gates.
He ain't got $1 million.
I would want like death ray.
Billions of dollars.
Death ray
vision or
death
something.
Ray.
What are you going to do with that?
Blow things up? Kill people.
Oh, I mean, but you're just
stare
blowing
at walls
crap
and
up.
Blow them up?
I mean.
Stare at walls and blow them up.
Wow.
That's great. We have the best Justice League ever. I swear. It'll be like, hey,
Danny,
Justice League,
Danny can fly around and find me walls. And then.
You can blow them up, and then I can take control of the people to run them in the fire.
There you go.
This is the best Justice League ever. Oh, my God. You just got called out. Your wife just said your superpower is speed.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get out of here. Come on. Let's go. Let's do it.
So let's get out of here. In closing, you can email us at theshow@thenerdiverse.com. You can follow us on Twitter @nerdiverseshow. You can follow me.
Never tweeted.
Yeah, it's always about when the show is going to happen. You can follow Danny at
Rogue
R0 GUE. Mm-hmm. You can follow me at Chon_Lee. You can follow Cody @CommanderCodo.
Don't bother. He tweets so fast.
Yeah. That's right.
And you can call and leave your voicemails throughout the week. It's 407-900-NERD. You can even call and leave a breakdown. Like, you can rap some beats.
Oh, yeah. Call
on our phone.
Oh, man. We should leave some voicemails.
On the voicemails. It'd be amazing.
That would be fun. Do we have a voicemail, like a greeting?
I don't think so. Maybe we should record one here in
a
few seconds.
We should.
You can also leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We'd love that. Or make a comment on our website.
Email.
So, email. We love hearing from you. So.
Next week, we're going to bring our A-game.
Next week, we're bringing our A-game.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not listening live, you can listen live during the show, or when we record live, just follow us on Twitter, and you can listen to all the
the crap that's going to get cut out of this show because we rambled for a little while. So,
our server's going down.
We are
out of here.
I'm going to regret this.
Oh, geez. Guys.